So turn with me in your Bibles, please, for our second reading to Isaiah chapter 56. Isaiah chapter 56, verse 1, hear now the inerrant, infallible, and inspired word of God. Thus saith the Lord, keep ye judgment and do justice, for my salvation is near to come, and my righteousness to be revealed. Blessed is the man that doeth this, and the son of man that layeth hold on it, that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it, and keepeth his hand from doing any evil. Neither let the son of the stranger that hath joined himself to the Lord speak, saying, the Lord hath utterly separated me from his people. Neither let the eunuch say, behold, I am a dry tree. For thus saith the Lord unto the eunuchs that keep my Sabbaths and choose the things that please me and take hold of my covenant, even unto them will I give in mine house and within my walls a place and a name better than of sons and of daughters. I will give them an everlasting name that shall not be cut off. Also the sons of the stranger that join themselves to the Lord to serve him and to love the name of the Lord to be his servants, everyone that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it and taketh hold of my covenant, even them will I bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices shall be accepted upon mine altar, for mine house shall be called an house of prayer for all people. The Lord God, which gathereth the outcasts of Israel, saith, yet will I gather others to him beside those that are gathered unto him. All ye beasts of the field, come to devour, yea, all ye beasts in the forest. His watchmen are blind. They are all ignorant. They are all dumb dogs. They cannot bark, sleeping, lying down, loving to slumber. Yea, they are greedy dogs which can never have enough. And they are shepherds that cannot understand. They all look to their own way, everyone for his gain from his quarter. Come ye, say they, I will fetch wine, and we will fill ourselves with strong drink. And tomorrow shall be as this day and much more abundant. May God add his blessing to the reading and to the hearing of his most holy word. So the chapter is divided into two sections, verses 1 through 8 and then 9 through 12. In the first section, and I hope you took note of this, this is one of those things that is, you know, it's just an observation. And if you're familiar with the larger catechism, it's not lost on you. That very often in Scripture, when the Lord speaks about Sabbath keeping, he ties it to all other kinds of obedience. Can I turn that example around? If we will be mindful to break the fourth commandment, we will also be weakened in all our other obedience as well. Now, I don't say that with any pleasure. When we think about the systematic violations of the fourth commandment that go on in our country and in the bulk of our churches, and I mean the visible church generally, we must understand that we're in trouble. We are in trouble as the visible church. If systematic violation of the fourth commandment translates into systematic violation of the other nine, and I think that this chapter teaches that, well then we recognize we're in trouble with regard to the Lord's commandments. Listen to question number 121 of the larger catechism. Why is the word remember set at the beginning of the fourth commandment? The word remember is set at the beginning of the fourth commandment partly because of the great benefit of remembering it, we being thereby helped in our preparation to keep it and in keeping it better to keep all the rest of the commandments. Now that's just one small part of that answer, but that's the pertinent part to our chapter reading. Listen to what the Lord said. For thus saith the Lord unto the eunuchs that keep my Sabbaths and choose the things that please me and take hold of my covenant. Notice they're all linked together. Verse 6. Also the sons of the stranger that join themselves to the Lord to serve him and to love the name of the Lord, to be his servants, everyone that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it and taketh hold of my covenant. And this is but a few of the places in the Old Testament where we read of Sabbath keeping being put for a greater obedience generally. Verse 2. Blessed is the man that doeth this, and the son of man that layeth hold on it, that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it, and keepeth his hand from doing any evil. My dear brothers and sisters, the Lord has given you and given me the Sabbath day, not just as a fourth commandment to be obeyed, but as the old divines would say, an easement to all of our other obedience. It's really important. We must continue to honor the Sabbath day, and we must improve the way we honor it. In every improvement that we make in honoring the fourth commandment, my belief is that we will make an improvement in honoring the rest of God's commandments. So, it's really important. And this passage teaches it. So what does it say? How does it begin? Thus saith the Lord, keep ye judgment and do justice, for my salvation is near to come and my righteousness is to be revealed. Let us keep in mind that judgment, justice, that is simply doing that which is right. Judging justly, doing rightly, those things are functional synonyms in this passage. And why do we do this? Because the Lord's salvation is near to come. If that sounds counterintuitive to you, then you need to readjust your thinking. Right? I mean, there are some. Aren't there some out there who say it doesn't really matter what we do now because, you know, salvation is coming? The Lord says, do justice and judgment now because my salvation is coming. There's a connection between what we do here and that salvation that is to come. There's a connection. We are being fitted for that day. We are being prepared for that day. We're being trained for that day. I think it was J.C. Ryle that said, he who has no taste for holiness now, how shall he ever go to heaven? Where it is all holiness. So, the dynamic is completely opposite to much of what passes for Christianity today. It doesn't matter what's going on today because salvation's coming. No, it matters greatly what's going on today because salvation is coming. Because it is near. There's something that is connected there. And then this is played out in that next section all the way down through verse 8 with regard to how we keep the Sabbath day in three instances in verses 2 through 8. In three instances, Sabbath keeping is put also for that greater obedience with all other commandments, all other manifestations of evil and avoiding them and so on. And it doesn't matter who you are. That's the next thing that the Lord would have us to know. You can be a eunuch. You can be a stranger. You can be one born in the land with an inheritance. It doesn't matter who you are. You take hold of God's covenant. You keep the Sabbath days. In other words, you express the truth of your faith in Christ by obeying His commandments. If you love me, you'll keep them. And you will become joyful in God's house of prayer. You will be joined unto Him in an everlasting covenant that shall never be broken. So that takes us down through verse 8. And then in verses 9 through 12, obviously something very different is taking place. All ye beasts of the field, come to devour, yea, all ye beasts of the forest. Okay, So I want you to understand the metaphor here. You're a small township in the middle of the wilderness. Around you, in the forest around you, are the wild beasts. Okay? How do you keep them out? Well, you might say with a fence. Okay, fences help. You might say by standing guard. Okay, yeah, that can help too. But what's the method that's spoken of here? Dogs. Why did they maintain dogs in those days? Why did they keep dogs? They kept them because they would fight the wild beast when they came in. Their barking, their snarling, and their harassing of the wild beasts was just enough to keep the wild beasts out of the city. That's why they kept dogs. You ask folks that live out in the country today, they keep dogs for the same reason. To keep the coyotes out of the livestock. And so on. Okay, now watch. What are these dogs doing here, though? What are these dogs doing? His watchmen are all blind. They are all ignorant. They are all dumb dogs. They cannot bark, sleeping, lying down, loving to slumber. Yea, they are greedy dogs which can never have enough. They are shepherds that cannot understand. They all look to their own way, every one for his own gain from his quarter. Come, they say, I will fetch wine, and we will fill ourselves with strong drink, and tomorrow shall be as this day and much more abundant. The watchmen that are supposed to be watching over the city, like dogs that bark to keep the wild animals at bay, are not acting like those watchdogs at all. Rather, they are acting like dumb dogs that cannot bark, that sleep all day, that eat the best, that get into the master's best food and eat it all up. They are indulgent and self-serving. This is one of those watchmen passages like Ezekiel 3 and 33. That teach us that the ministers of the gospel are to be those that give warning. And so the passage changes from those good ministers that preach Sabbath keeping, lawfulness, that preach that coming into and joyfully standing in God's house of prayer with Him and communing with Him. Contrasting those against these in verses 9 through 12 who are so worried about indulging themselves that they let the wild animals in to devour the flock. Thus ends the reading of Isaiah chapter 56.